This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I have at least one fan of the show out there that whenever we play Michael Stanley Band, he gives me a shout-out on Twitter, so hopefully I'll get that today. There you go. Rock God MSB on the Twitter, although Michael passed away many years ago. Jane Duker is hanging out with us here at the Fish Fry in Cottleville. Sue Thomas as well. And the Hall of Famer Fred is here before he does some international travel to Japan this weekend. We have St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman coming by. My friend Chris Smith, who has an amazing story about being shot in the head and surviving that murder. Almost was a double murder a couple years ago.
I saw the 48 Hours episode.
He said that, and we'll have to say, it's like 10 million people have watched that episode.
Yeah, I watch them all on YouTube.
That was the best part, though, wasn't I?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Hey, Congressman Bob Onder is here with us this afternoon. How are you, Congressman?
I'm doing great. Great to be back.
Welcome back from the swamp,
thank you.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the travel schedule? I know I've actually been on the plane sometimes when a couple of members, like an early flight that you take on Monday out there, right?
Yeah, most of the time it's Monday is the flyout day. And Thursday is the flyback day. But it varies from week to week. We're actually off this whole next week, so it's district week next week.
Can I ask a couple of personal questions?
Yeah.
Like some members of Congress out there, they get an apartment. Sometimes they have roommates. Some of them sleep in their offices. Do you have a, what do you do there? Can I just ask?
So right now, yeah, it's a great question. I have an unusual answer. My roommates are my wife, Allison, and my son, Joseph. Joseph graduated from college a semester early. He's going to Mizzou Law in the fall.
Oh, nice.
And he's doing an internship with Josh Hawley this year. This summer he'll be doing an internship with the House Judiciary Committee. And our arrangement is that we live on a boat on the wharf. Yeah, we live on a 43-foot harbor.
And I'm glad I asked the question. That's fascinating.
And it's going to be really nice in the spring, the summer, the fall, but it wasn't so nice in the winter.
Yeah, how did that go?
It was chilly, and there was ice on the dock, and I was afraid one of us would
slip and fall
and break something or slip
fall
in,
into the water.
Slip
and
be careful
drown.
Out there.
But now it's beautiful. Last week, or earlier this week, it all runs together.
Cherry blossoms will be out soon, right?
We were on the top deck and
chilling out.
It was chilling out. Yeah, cherry blossoms very soon.
Yeah, I've been there. It's a beautiful time to be in D.C. I want to get to the CR, some of the things that are happening on Capitol Hill, but let me just kind of broadly ask you about beyond the ship that you're sleeping on, your experience these first couple of months in Congress, Bob.
Yeah, it's a great experience. You know, a lot of people ask, is it what you expected? I always say my expectations were very low. So, my expectations.
No, really.
I'll tell you the main difference. I still keep in touch with some of my friends in the Missouri legislature. Things move a lot faster, especially on the floor of the Missouri House and the Missouri Senate. Not as much goes on the floor of those respective bodies in D.C. It's more ceremonial, more staged, but the committee work is much more important. We have subpoena power. We get, you know, A-tier witnesses. Sometimes you get bureaucrats who need to be asked tough questions. And the markup of the bills is very important in Congress. You know, I have to say, in the Missouri Senate, it's almost like didn't matter a lot of times what came out of committee. It was a free-for-all once you got to the floor.
Right. It's really not like
that in Congress. So, yeah, but it is an exciting time to be in D.C., an exciting time to see, you know, the executive moving fast and furiously, and it's just an honor to be part of it.
I won't mention any names, Kenny Hulshoff. I was with a lobbyist last week, and I was doing a little homework on Bob. I'm like, okay, this Bob Onder guy, I know him for a long time. He can be a little obstructionist. What's he like right now? I heard rave reviews. Bob Onder is on top of things, working hard on these issues, right?
Hey, I'm in Kenny Hulshoff's seat, so he better say good.
Yeah,
things. You
that's
know,
right.
You know, Kenny, and then Blaine Lukemeyer, and then myself. And I've worked already with Kenny on some issues.
No, he did say very complimentary that you're engaged in a lot of these issues, and you're taking. And I think it's about the Missouri delegation too. That's an important component.
We have a terrific delegation. Of course, Jason Smith is the Ways and Means Chair.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Eric Burleson and I worked very closely together in the Missouri Senate. Ann Wagner, I've known for 25 years. And Sam Graves, of course, is the Transportation and Infrastructure Chair. He and I share a love of general aviation. So we have a terrific delegation. And I mean, for heaven's sakes, Wesley Bell is such an upgrade over Cory Bush. You know, Wesley and I don't think vote the same on anything, but Wesley's a good guy.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
He's friendly. You can work with him.
I don't have a relationship with him, but I did. I was asking Kenny about that a little bit, too, and it's encouraging. What I've said is, look, I can use Congressman Clay as an example because we didn't agree on a lot of things either.
But he was
very open on tax policy. He looked at every issue, and
he talked to everybody.
Right, exactly.
That's what I heard. I've never personally met Cory Bush, but it's my understanding she wouldn't even talk to some of her fellow congressmen. So that's a shame.
Well, you guys have, like, I was told, like, there's monthly breakfasts or something like that with members that she never would even go to.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shame. Because that's where you make those relationships.
That's a shame. And we even did that, you know, in the Missouri legislature. We would have bipartisan get-togethers like that.
So let's talk about the CR. I think your position, I heard, you're not thrilled with the way that this bill is going to end up, you know, landing on the president's desk for this extension. But you got to do something. Even Chuck Schumer flipped yesterday. So where are we? Do you think, I haven't followed the math here today. What is it looking like?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Even before Chuck Schumer's statement last night, I thought ultimately the Senate Democrats would vote for the CR. I think it's 7 that we need. And of course, Fetterman from Pennsylvania already announced that he was not going to shut down the government. Yeah, I'm never thrilled about CRs. In fact, if you asked me a year ago, Bob, will you ever vote for a CR? You know, never say never. But I think in this situation, I mean, the right way to do it is 12 individual budget bills through regular order. That's what
that's the goal to get back to.
That's
that,
what the 74 Budget Control Act said. Yeah, absolutely. That should be how it's done. This is, for all the, I'll say, histrionics by the Democrats over this CR, it's awfully similar to the last CR that many of them voted for.
That's right. I was going to bring that up because they voted for this in December, right?
Yeah, most did. And what's different this time is that many Democrats were insisting that a CR kneecap Donald Trump and DOGE and the attempts to rein in waste, fraud, and abuse. And that was a non-starter for us Republicans, so we had to stick together to keep the government open, keep the government running, and because we were not going to rein in the executive branch in that way.
What do you think about the process of DOGE? There have been some things that have happened even this week with a judge in California ordering some of the probationary workers rehired. You had a cabinet meeting that I've referenced a couple of times from a week ago where, you know, Elon was given some pushback from Sean Duffy and from Secretary Rubio, and the president, I think, sided with his cabinet members, and they hashed it out. I think that's a good thing.
Right.
But what would you say about the process moving forward? Because I think even in that meeting, and this wasn't really covered this week very much, but the president indicated that there would be more of a scalpel approach moving forward. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. So for generations, Republicans and many Democrats talked about ending waste, fraud, and abuse in government. And finally, someone's doing something about it. And I think one reason why DOGE and Elon Musk are finding so much that wasn't found previously is that a lot of it's hidden. It's not like anyone makes it really obvious, you know, embezzlement, you know, $100,000,
right.
or even transgender opera in Peru, whatever that line item was. Now, when you start actually making personnel cuts, you've got to do it right, as you say, scalpel rather than an axe. You've got to abide by contracts. Many times there are union contracts in place. But at the same time, most of these cuts have been among probationary employees, and the nature of probationary employment is there is a period of employment at will. And as far as the judge's ruling in California, I think that was completely lawless. If the president of the United States, the CEO of our country, doesn't have the ability to make personnel decisions, including firings, we have a big problem if the judiciary is in charge of that.
So I brought this up on the roundtable, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier this week as well, but I just think this is such a good example, Bob, of what happens in Washington, because the Washington Post had a piece this week about these cuts that were going to take place in D.C. GOP spending bill. Let me read this scary stuff here, all right? So let me say, GOP spending bill would lead to $1 billion in D.C. cuts, city officials say. And then you read a little bit. All they want to do is take them back to the 24 spending levels.
Oh, yeah.
But the 25 spending levels are $1 billion more than the 24. But that's a cut in Washington speak, right?
Absolutely. And we run into that again and again and again. Take, for instance, all the Democrat rhetoric about cutting Medicaid. So the $880 billion you keep hearing about, that's not Medicaid. That's the total energy and commerce cuts that need to be made. That'll include the EV mandate, which will be about an $800 billion item. But let's say it was all, let's say $800 billion were cut out of Medicaid. That would mean over the next 10 years, instead of spending $2.5 trillion more on Medicaid, we'd be spending $1.7 trillion more on Medicaid. So many times in Washington math,
controlled growth
is a cut.
Yeah.
You're spending more. You're just slowing the rate of growth, and
right.
We badly need to slow the rate of growth in spending. Again, we now hit. When I sat here. I think about this time a year ago.
It might have been this one.
Right.
I bemoaned the fact that we spent $800 billion a year on interest in the debt, more than our defense budget.
Yeah.
It's now $950 billion approaching
a trillion
dollars.
And that's not negotiable. There's nothing you can do about that.
It's not negotiable,
right.
And it becomes a vicious cycle.
Right.
And heaven forbid we lose our status as the world's reserve currency. It's all over. We're in economic crisis. So we've got to cut somewhere. And again, waste, fraud, and abuse is a low target, and there is a lot of it. Elon Musk and Doge are finding a lot of it.
Stock market was up today, thank God, because it wasn't up many days recently. No. There's a little jittery stuff out there. Look,
yeah.
We might be heading into a recession. I think if the first quarter is in negative growth, I don't know, because there's a lot of cutbacks in government spending. But there's some people even who supported Donald Trump who might be a little jittery now about the economy. What would you say to them?
Well, I'm jittery, too. I think the big unknown to me is a couple of things. Renewing the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, that will be positive for the economy. Sane energy policy, where we stop waging war on affordable energy.
I was going to say, do we have an energy policy yet? Because I'd like one.
I'd like one, and I'd like to drill, baby, drill. We need to drill for domestic energy and not beg foreign dictators for oil. That will be positive for the economy. Reining in spending will send a signal to the bond markets. That will be positive for the economy. What I worry most about is the effect of the tariffs. I believe if tariffs are used short term to negotiate deals, and no one's better at negotiating deals than Donald Trump, I think it will be a net positive. If we have a prolonged trade war, that could be bad for the economy.
Yeah, I'm worried about that. But it does seem that, you know, some of this has been thrown out there. Doug Ford was going to cut off three states and raise electricity rates, and then he backed off. There's been, I think, cooler heads are trying to prevail, I guess I would say.
Yeah, you know, and in the world of energy, not only should we drill for oil and natural gas, but, you know, when I entered the Missouri Senate, we talked about nuclear reactors. It is impossible.
Yeah.
Energy of all is nuclear. It's impossible with the permitting, all the environmental impact statements.
We've run off all of the actual professionals, the nuclear scientists that actually do that work. They're not even in the states anymore.
I think it's too bad.
too bad because, look, I think the country that wins the energy battle wins the world economy.
Energy is everything.
It's everything.
Energy is power geopolitically on the world
stage.
Energy is how we get to work. Energy is how we feed our families. Energy is what propels most of our jobs. Yeah, energy is everything. Yeah.
One final question here before we go. Congressman Bob Onder is hanging out with us here in Cottleville at our fish fry. You mentioned working with, but is there, maybe I've asked you this before, if I asked you, is there another strange bedfellow type of relationship that you've developed on Capitol Hill that might even surprise you at this point? Any Democrat or anyone else?
You know, I get along with everybody. I think, you know, a lot of times you see folks from afar and you ask,
on
you
TV
know, why
and
are they
stuff,
doing,
yeah.
why are
yeah.
they doing what they're doing? But I get it. We all represent our own districts, our own states.
Well, the districts are different. I've pointed this out before. Look, New York Republicans, California Republicans, their districts are cut very differently than a Bob Onder in Missouri.
Well, there's no question the New York and California Republicans who are clamoring about salt, 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 they're making our lives more difficult right now. But they're still mostly very good people who are trying to represent their constituents.
That's the explain salt. That is the state and local
state
deduction
and,
for
state and
property
local,
taxes.
Tax deduction. So it is, you know.
They weigh heavily on that because of the prices, right? So the taxes are outrageous there because of the prices.
Oh, they are. Yeah. They are, and you feel for them, but it is also a very, very, very expensive tax deduction.
Congressman Bob Onder, great to see you. Thanks for coming out to the fish fry. That's awesome news about your son hanging out in D.C.
Yeah.
And please don't capsize on the boat.
Well, thank you.
That's amazing.
I'll do my best.
All right, we'll take a break, Ethan. We're going to come back with more. We're live at the fish fry in Cottleville this afternoon. They're going to serve fish and all the food until 8 o'clock tonight. We're here till 6. Come by and see us.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fish Fry Friday
is continuing. Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus. Oh, by the way, a little breaking news. The Senate has passed the CR this afternoon, sending it to the White House well ahead of the midnight deadline. It passed 54 to 46. One Republican stayed a no. That was Senator Rand Paul, who called it a continuation of the Biden spending levels, which it kind of is. But they're trying to work things out. It was Democrat Gene Shaheen and Angus King from Maine. Gene Shaheen is from New Hampshire. They crossed over on final passage. So we did avoid a shutdown moving forward, which is good news. We had a great visit with Congressman Bob Onder. Jane is hanging out here. Sue Thomas, Fred the Hall of Famer. I think that Steve Ellman, the St. Charles County executive, is going to make his way out here as well before the end of the hour. But my friend Chris Smith is here. Chris is like 8 minutes away from where we are in Cottleville. He has long been chronicled as a kind of a connection to this show because of what happened to him a few years back in Farmersville, Illinois. He was shot in the head when the woman he was with was shot dead that night. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing very well, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good. And he's got a book coming out this summer.
Good for you.
Yes, I do. It's titled My Fatal First Date, and it's set to launch in June. Yeah. And it's Mark's already seen the cover. And
he's got a
chapter.
Do I have a whole chapter in that book? Here's the cover. My Fatal First Date, a true life story of survival, tragedy, inspiration, triumph, and faith in my friendship with Mark Reardon. That's on the subtitle, too. I didn't see that part.
I didn't see the Mark Reardon
because it's not there.
It's in Mark's head, but that's okay. Right. He can take it.
That's fine.
Well, I'm glad that you're doing this because you and I have long talked about how you would share your story. And he's had a lot of success. And I don't know when it finally kicked in, but you were very frustrated that people weren't attracted to this story. And then all of a sudden, you would admit in the fall, it kind of came together. Maybe last summer, because that's when 48 Hours was interested.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And you've been a huge part of helping me get this out here, Mark. I mean, not to toot your horn. I know your head is as big as mine, but you know.
Right.
But you've been tremendous in helping me get this out, brother, and I'm forever indebted to you. So that's why I gave you 15 minutes on 48 Hours, and you got a chapter in the book. So
I love it. I love it. Well, look, it is an incredible story.
It is an incredible story.
48 Hours had to tell a lot of the story without really getting to your part because you want it to be a mystery, and it is a mystery. But then, you know, the rest of the story that you'll chronicle in the book, and they should even probably do a follow-up on 48 Hours, is your you know, fight to get back to your physical self. Right, Chris?
Yes, my recovery is a major part of the story. And the book has everything from, it's all the details that 48 Hours is going to put in there.
Right.
You know, as far as my recovery and whatnot. But
well, address some of that, because you've even had, like, some stem cell treatments. You're trying. Yeah. We should back up a little bit. You were shot in the head. You still have a part of a bullet in your head. You went through several strokes. You had a lot of operations.
Yes.
You were paralyzed from the waist down almost completely at one point, right?
Yes, on my left-hand side, yes, and I'm still partially. And I did have a first round of stem cells back on November 11th of 24. And everything was going great. Recovery was doing excellent. And I had been on seizure medication because I still had suffered from what they call photosynthesis seizures.
Okay.
If I look at screens too long or certain things will set them off. So this doctor that is no longer employed by me wasn't checking my blood levels and gave me dilatant toxicity. And it basically killed all the new neural pathways that were created from my knee down below. So my ankle and foot are basically maybe about 10% functioning now.
Mm.
So I'm going for another round of stem cells come up here in April or May. And this coming Sunday, next Sunday, the 23rd, they're doing a big old benefit at Wente's in Chesterfield. Sorry for the shameless plug. But
that's great.
And they have got my old band Driver that we played all in the 90s and early 2000s around St. Louis. So we're getting together for a little reunion show. And a whole bunch of other people are going to be there. But it's going to be a great, great time. Come out and bring cash because all the cash that's spent at the bar goes to me, and they're doing raffles. They're doing my mother. I mean, my family support and friends have been great throughout this whole thing. So, but it's going to be a big old party at Wente's in Chesterfield next Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. So come on out, people.
Wow.
You've also developed some relationships with some folks, even our friend John O'Leary here in St. Louis, that have gone through similar experiences.
Yes.
And maybe our motivational speakers, et cetera, something else you're also interested in, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm definitely. I have a website also. It's called ChrisSmithMotivatingYou.com. Come check it out, and you can message me, and I, you know, respond to my messages on there. And so I'm here to, I'm still alive. God gave me a second shot at life. So I'm here to help, inspire, motivate, and restore faith in people. And do anything I can do to help people out, especially recovering from strokes and TBIs.
I wanted to ask you, I mean, Did you have a lot of anger, and how did you process that?
I've always been angry. Ask Mark.
That's true.
Well, he's angry. Yeah. So.
We share that common bond.
In the beginning, yes, I really did.
How could you not?
I mean, yeah, I woke up paralyzed, and I was like, what the heck? I was like...
What happened? Yeah.
Exactly.
I just happened to be there.
I can't say what I... On the radio, my book, all the quotes, but yeah, it's still surreal, Jane. I'm, you know, maybe like wake up and be like, hey, you know.
Did this happen? Right.
Yeah, it's...
Did you tell me, though, at one point, like crazy. In the fall, that you, because he doesn't really remember, you did not testify at the trial because you couldn't, you didn't have any memory of what happened, but have you had some
I had
memory
come back? Well, I don't know if it was really memory, but something clicked, and I literally heard like a click, and I felt something going through my head. It's the only thing I can remember. It wasn't painful, but it just was like a hot sensation. Only thing I remember. That was it.
Wow. What was the first thing you remember when you woke up?
When I woke up.
That's a good question.
I remember passing my neighbor's house on the way home from work that afternoon, looking at my dash. It said 4:45 p.m., and that voice we all have in our head, I don't know if you want to call it instinct. My preacher said, pastor said it's the Holy Spirit, but the voice we all have, you know, it said, don't go out, stay home. Don't go out, stay home.
Oh, wow.
And that was the last thing I remembered.
Isn't
what
that
about
amazing?
The first thing you remember, though?
Well,
yeah, what do you remember?
That was the last thing I remember from that day.
Oh, okay.
So that was my first memory.
So you're like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I looked at the wall. I'm like, why am I in St. Louis? Why am I, you know?
Who told you what happened?
The nurses.
Wow.
Yeah. And
do you remember that? You remember the nurses when you first were?
I was screaming, what the, what, top of my lungs. Freaking out, couldn't feel my body. They came rushing in. They said, Chris, calm down. You're shot in the head. I said, what the?
Yeah, how is that possible?
And they said, you're shot in the head by Leslie's ex-boyfriend. I said, I don't know Leslie. I didn't know her. I really didn't know her.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, it was crazy. And then I have one other memory, and you can all call me crazy, but it's not crazy because I have proof. There were four angels with me when that happened, because one of them gave me a message to tell my mother to prove that I had proof that it really did happen. Wow. And I shared that message with her.
You told me about that. That's
something I could not have ever possibly known.
Yeah.
Because it was something that had happened when I was 8 years old that I was a privy to.
That's
amazing.
I believe it. I do, too. I mean,
definitely have. I've seen the other side, and I'll tell you one thing.
You go through different dimensions.
It's very beautiful.
Mm. Hey, speaking of very beautiful, your bride-to-be is sitting next to you this afternoon,
Michelle, she's my angel on earth.
Yeah.
What's up, honey?
We should share that story. This is an important part of the story in your recovery, right? And her portion of it.
Yes.
I'm sure she'll be written about in the book. And when do you guys have a date for the wedding?
Book. September 6th of this year.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And you're invited. I need your address, though. I know where you live at, but I can't remember how to get there.
I think he's talking to you, Jane.
Mark.
You know my rule on weddings, don't you? You don't invite me, I'll give you a bigger gift so I don't have to come to the wedding.
No, we're torturing you.
That's a great deal, isn't
it? We're torturing you.
He's a charmer.
Yeah, really, really. Lance Romance over here.
Oh, whatever. By the way, it's my anniversary today, speaking of Lance Romance.
Uh-oh. Oh, what'd you do, buy a vacuum?
Well, you know what's funny is I
better
can't
bring
tell you.
Fish.
Here's the thing. I cannot tell you what I did, but when I do tell you what I did, you're going to mock me and laugh and say, you really did that for your wife, but she's going to appreciate it. So I'll just say that, but I can't tell you.
As long as it's for her.
I didn't even think I told you this yesterday, did I? Sue?
I would have.
It would fall along
that.
The lines of one of the more unique anniversary presents that could potentially get. Chris, great to see you. Michelle, great to see you. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you very much, brother.
I think your mom's only here to try to finally get a Mark Reardon Show t-shirt.
She's holding you to that.
She's about
2 years
for a
late,
long
brother.
Time. I don't know if we have. She may have to take the one off of Jane's.
I got a shirt in my car. I'll give you mine, hon.
Before he goes, Chris, you look good.
We just wanted
to say that to you because we've seen you throughout these years, and you really look good. Now.
You've really looked like crap, but you look good now.
That's what I heard from Sue. This medication that got me on, it's killing me.
Mark, you look good, dude. He was telling me
he
on main weight. You look great.
No, we're both
vain. I never thought I'd meet another man as vainer than I am, but Mark Reardon is vain.
Oh, yeah, I've got you covered there.
I'd hit the bell if I could.
I'm self-aware.
Truth bombs.
You're right.
Truth bombs. bombs.
All right, hey, we'll see
you. Thank you, Ethan.
All right, love you, brother.
We
appreciate it, guys.
We got another friend that has by here, the St. Charles County Executive, Steve Ellman. How are you, Steve? And do me a huge favor. My note for all my guests is get real close to that microphone, and we'll get you some headphones right here. Yeah, put those on. They might be too loud, though. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Are those too loud? Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
Hi, Sue, James.
Get real,
Mark,
real close
how you
to
doing?
That mic right up there.
Good to see you.
We're doing good. We love Cottleville. We're glad to be here.
I was running late, but I was listening to the show on the way out.
Yeah. Well, I was late, too, so I cannot judge.
Yeah, she was like a half an hour late.
I was like
the
25
table.
Minutes late. Well, I won't ever get over it.
I was listening to my congressman.
Yes,
he did a good job, and I'm very proud of our two senators.
Yes,
from St. Charles County.
Yes,
Nick Schroer.
Yes,
okay.
Nick is our angel.
He's a hero.
He is. He has been with us on Citizen Board Control, the police department, since day one.
Well, it's been, what, 3 years now?
It's actually been five. Was five the first
years?
Time we...
That's the first time you put
was
it in?
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it went back that far.
Yeah.
So that was
We actually put it in the last year.
Okay. Well, you know, Lida was terrible, so I get it.
You know who the other senator from St. Charles is a hero? Is Senator Shaheen. On the way out here, you said that she voted for the CR?
Yeah, is she from here? I didn't know that.
Look at her.
Jean Shaheen is from...
Born?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, St. Charles, Missouri.
Yeah.
That.
He was born in 1947 in St. Charles, Missouri.
There you go.
You know, if she'd have grown up here, she's only 3 years older than I am, so I probably would have known her. So they must have moved away pretty quick.
Yeah.
But you know, she's got
she's got the Missouri roots.
Good roots.
Hey, by the way, so does Jasmine Crockett. You want to take ownership of her, Jane?
Or Maxine Waters? No.
Maxine
Waters is from St. Louis.
Oh, I didn't know that one either. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so what's going on in St. Charles County? Let's talk about I-70 and all that mess out there. Whenever
help
we talk
is
to
on
you
the
about
way.
This,
help is on the way.
Is it?
See my billboard? We got a county put up a billboard.
No.
Okay, good.
Near where we're going to break ground here in a week or two. And it says, help's on the way. Thank you, Missouri Legislature and MoDOT.
And what's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is, you know, we've waited here a year, 18 months. We could have got started on the bridge over the... the railroad bridge.
Oh, the railroad bridge.
Over the thing, you know, you got going west from St. Charles.
What
you
do you call
squeeze
that whole?
Under.
You call that whole thing?
We call it the curve.
The curve.
We curve, and I've been saying this for years. Right. You know, we're the gateway to the west. But if you go west from St. Louis, you got to squeeze under.
Yes,
a railroad bridge on two lanes, and it doesn't work.
Right.
So anyway, we could have started that 18 months ago, and maybe had it almost finished by now. But we'd had to tear everything up. And then as soon as that was finished, we'd have to tear it up again for another 18 months.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing the whole thing.
Right.
MoDOT is doing the whole thing, and we're going to do the extra lane on I-64.
Yep.
We're going to do a whole new intersection with flyovers for people going from 64
and
west
you can
on
see,
70.
If you're going through that area right now, you'll see they've cleared out all the trees and the debris, and it's just a big, you know, clay pot right now.
And it's about time.
MoDOT bought the right-of-way for that at least 20 years ago.
Oh, so they knew this was coming.
Yeah, we knew this was going to have to be done eventually. But then, more importantly, you got when you get under there, instead of two lanes, there'll be four in each direction.
Perfect.
But before, what you'd have done is you'd have gotten through there and you'd have got to the next intersection, and then it would have narrowed down to two lanes. And it's all you would have accomplished.
Which defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah. It's all you would accomplish was moving the bottleneck another 1,000 yards down the road.
Which is a
waste. At the same time now, they're going to put the third lane all the way out to Warrenton. They're going to get to Forestell and do a whole new intersection at Forestell. Yeah. So, you know, this is, you know, when I first started this, the big transportation problem 30 years ago, 35 years ago, was across the river in Nurse City because people couldn't get across the river.
Right.
If we can get this done before I leave office, we will get everything done out to Forestell, and after that, it's Warren County's problem.
That's exactly right.
Now, not to focus on the negative here, but when you have, you know, situations like this, sometimes there's traffic delays. So if, for example, people are coming from St. Louis, they're trying to get to Columbia or Jeff City or something like that, there's going to be delays, right?
There's going to be delays. The good news, if we want to be parochial for a moment, is only 17% of the people in that backup every afternoon are actually from St. Charles County. 17% of them get off at one of the next three exits. Okay?
Okay.
I'm hoping that they will figure out a different way
traffic mitigation.
A different way to get to to get to their homes, either up 61 or get off of I-64 before you get there. I think the local people can figure it out.
I would hope they would have already started that.
I believe they will.
But they'll be forced.
Surprised. Remember when we had the problem with on Election Day with people voting early?
Yeah.
And they had lines backed all the way up out on the highway?
Right.
You know, I kept asking myself, you know, there's three ways to get to that. You don't all have to go the
same way. Follows the leader,
but people
though.
Are
habit.
Creatures
yeah.
of habit.
Yep.
And, yeah, if you're living in Wentzville, look at a map and see if there isn't another way to get around that. But the people that are headed west, yeah, it's going to take them longer for a while.
Well, and
how long will it take?
Well, the whole thing isn't going to be done until 28.
Okay.
Good 3 years.
Yeah. But, hopefully we can get enough done. And like I say, we can get the people under the bridge.
I was going to say, that would help a lot.
That would help us in the county. It won't help the people headed to Columbia.
Right.
Or Kansas City.
Right.
Is this, how are we paying for this? How are you paying for this? Are there federal, money
we
though,
are
right?
paying for this. Yeah, I mean, there was an increase in the gasoline user fee, several years
ago. User fee.
It's a user fee.
That's right,
that a tax.
Steve.
I noticed you didn't call that a tax.
Petroleum is not a gas. It's a liquid, and it's not a tax. It's a user fee.
You and I are on the same page on that. I think you know that, yes.
Okay.
So thankfully.
That's part of paying for it, and the other is ARPA money.
ARPA,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, and that's what why we're thanking the legislators.
Yeah.
Because Governor Parson proposed it. They approved it.
Yep.
Lincoln Huff was one of the people who pushed it through.
Yep, he's a budget chair.
And I told him when we broke ground on something out there last year, I said, like Nebraska, now we have our own Lincoln Highway.
That's right.
When this thing gets finished,
right? No, he did. He protected you.
Yeah.
So
that helped. One final question here about some politics in the city. Your friend Tashara Jones might not be in office in a couple of weeks. What would you have to say about that? You've butted heads with her, but I think you get along as well.
No,
don't you?
We
have different views.
Yeah, I butted head with Democrats all the time when I was in Jeff City, and we could butt heads in the afternoon and go out and have a beer together that
Absolutely.
Night.
It does appear.
Now I haven't had a beer with Tashara yet.
Yeah, but it appears as if her time is up.
It appears that
way. Yes.
And, I still want to thank you because at East West Gateway, County Executive Ellman was actually looking out for the citizens of the city of St. Louis and the region, by the way, saying, this crime plan has to actually include policing. It doesn't. The crime plan does not include policing. And that was because we have Tashara Jones.
Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to?
Yeah, and Sam Page.
But we're going to have social workers.
We have social workers.
Social workers, but no new cops. That was my biggest fight with her.
Yes. And thank you for calling that out because he said, well, if for every social worker you add, can I add a police officer?
I remember.
Oh,
that.
No.
We talked about it a year ago.
Megan Green wouldn't have that either.
Yeah. Right. So I think that whole dynamic is going to change for you real soon.
I think we're going to have fun the next couple years. And like I've been saying, we're doing great in St. Charles County.
Yep.
But if we don't get the region going here,
it's
just a matter
west.
Of time.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of time.
You know what? I have some optimism. I really do.
I do.
There's
I feel
well,
change.
Happening in the
I'm
city.
I'm telling you, with Governor Keough in that office, it's the most optimistic I've been about the future of the state in the last 30 years.
I've heard that. I don't know if that's a good thing. I've heard that from a lot of Democrats, too, Steve. But thank you for coming out here. I appreciate
it.
Yeah, I know. Well, that makes some of us nervous, though. Great to see you, Steve Ellman.
Okay.
Awesome to have you. We're going to take one more break. We're coming back. We have audio cut of the day, a little update on the Players' Championship as well. We're live in Cottleville at the Fish Fry at the Knights of Columbus Hall on 97.1 FM Talk. Live at the Knights of Columbus Hall Fish Fry in Cottleville, where the room is really busy and really loud. So I appreciate the audience having a little patience with us here this afternoon because just hearing things in our headphones and trying to communicate out here sometimes is a little tough. We have Dan Reardon on the phone. I'm trying to do a little Players Championship update as we head into the weekend. Dan, once again, I've not looked at the leaderboard. How are we looking today?
Yeah. It continues to rain birdies at the Sawgrass Mark. In the top of the leaderboard is set. Minwoo Lee and Ashkate Bhatia are both in at 11 under par. They shot 66 today. J.J. Spawn in at 10 under par. And then you have Rory McIlroy and Colin Morikawa in at 9 under, two off the lead, along with Alex Smalley. But the story of the day is a guy I had good feelings about going into this tournament and disappointed me yesterday. Justin Thomas went out today, birdied 11 of the first 17 holes he played. hit it in the water on 18, but made a great shot to save bogey. He shoots 10 under par, 62. He is 400 for the championship and very much a player you need to talk about.
Wow, that's very interesting because he didn't have a great first round, did he?
78 yesterday, 62 today.
That's unbelievable. Holy smokes. I mean, if that's the way to put you back into contention, right, Dan?
It justifies my earlier prediction about him, at least. The rest of the other two didn't do so well, but it is a great round for. And it's not unusual. He's done that in his career, just hasn't done it recently.
All right. Well, listen, enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk soon enough. I appreciate it. We got to get you out to one of the fish fries, Dan Reardon.
And by the way, tell Stu that Kai Trump is the real deal. She signed to play Division I golf at Miami University.
Oh, wow. That is the real deal.
That is cool.
Oh, so that we were talking about this. That's Vanessa Trump's daughter?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And she goes to school with Tiger's kids. Thanks for letting me know that, Dan. That's great.
Enjoyed it.
All right. All right, Dan, thank you very much. Boy, this would not be an afternoon to be out on a golf course. I'll tell you what, not in St. Louis, because the winds are incredible. And, you know, Sue, we were talking about this yesterday. I was out this morning, and remember when I was misidentifying when the wind advisory was going to kick in? I think I said at first 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this morning wasn't bad at all.
No?
I was out of my house, and then all of a sudden
beautiful.
I was hitting golf balls around 11 o'clock. It was starting to kick up a little bit. By the time I got on 141 to come out here, there was so much sand that was, I don't know if it was from construction trucks. It was blowing around so much, it sounded like it was raining because it was hitting my car.
It was hitting my windshield.
Right. Unbelievable.
I'm afraid of what it's going to be when we go out there.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough. All right, here we are at the Knights of Columbus, and they have a packed room. This is a wonderful fish fry. Thanks to Kevin Lowson and the team out here. They're going to serve fish and food until 8 o'clock, so plenty of time to come out if you'd like to enjoy a meal. We're going to wrap things up here in a couple of minutes, but let's push forward here. Queen of All Saints, I'm sorry, I did this a couple of times. Yeah. Assumption is next week.
Assumption
on Mattis Road.
South
That's
County.
In South County. The week after, on the 28th, Queen of All Saints in South County as well. That's on Christopher Drive, St. Mary Magdalene in Brentwood on the 4th, and then we close things out over in Illinois, across the river in Millstadt, Illinois at Ott's Tavern. Jane is still demanding that Andy Baker show up to that
one. I know, but he's like turned into an anchor now. So
he will not be able to be there? He can't take that Friday off to come and be in our fish fry?
I'm still begging.
Okay.
I'm still begging.
That
I'm
seems...
like, fish fry or anchoring? And come on, dude.
All right, I got to do audio cut of the day here. Ethan, go ahead and hit that. I think I have a short one. We'll see if we can squeeze it in before the end of the show.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, well, the CR did pass, and it is going to the president, so there will not be a government shutdown. Chuck Schumer flipped on this yesterday. It was late in the day. I think it was right as Sue was doing traffic, and I you know, squeezed it in before the end of the hour that Chucky Schumer had kind of flipped on this dramatically from the day before. But, of course, there's some members that aren't happy with him, including our friend Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. Here she is.
I think there is a deep sense of outrage and betrayal. And this is not just about progressive Democrats. This is across the board, the entire party. Just to see Senate Democrats even consider acquiescing to Elon Musk, I think it is a huge slap in the face.
What is your alternative?
Yeah, she doesn't have one. I don't think she has one.
Does she think that shutdown would go well for Democrats if they caused a shutdown?
I think that's what Schumer finally came to realize,
that
it was not, they were going to get tagged with it, right?
No matter what.
Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, you got to learn to take your fights at the right place at the right time.
All right, we're going to wrap things up, but we have to say farewell to Fred. He's going overseas to Japan. We may never see him again, depending on how things
don't
go.
Don't even say
he
that.
He may fall into one of those toilets that you got to pay for that's a hole in the ground, but we don't think Japan has those. But, Fred, you're a little anxious about the trip, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little nervous. It's all new to me.
It's gonna.
Awesome. Where do you fly from St. Louis?
St. Louis to Dallas, and then Dallas to Tokyo.
So, now how long is that flight from Dallas?
Until we get there. I don't know.
You need to download TV shows.
Do that. You better hit download on the Netflix or the Hulu.
Music ain't gonna cut it.
Jane, do me a favor. Try to be early next week.
I know.
For the love of God.
You know what? Be gentle.
Oh, my God.
I will not forgive myself forever.
All right.
Well, you can count on that.
Sue, have a great weekend. We're back on Monday.
Thank you.
Without Fred, I'm nervous about the whole week. Ethan's going to hold down the fort.
It's going to be great.
We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. MIZ.
Get more at 971talk.com.